For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. It's been another extraordinary day at Michigan State University, and it's not over yet. Less than 48 hours after the resignation of former MSU President Luana Simon, Athletic Director Mark Hollis announced his retirement, effective January 31st. Meanwhile, the University Board of Trustees has named its secretary, Bill Beekman, as MSU Interim President. Tonight, hundreds of people are expected to gather at The Rock on the MSU campus to show their support for sexual assault survivors and to call on the university to make immediate changes. The march was originally planned days ago to call for Simon's resignation. But as co-organizers Sierra Milroy and Mackenzie Merla tell me, that was never really the focus.
She was not the start and she's not the end of anything. It's just the first step. So we have revised the title and the plan for this march to be more so to stand in solidarity with the survivors, as well as to call for change of the culture that and how we confront sexual assault on campus, as well as making sure that everybody who is guilty of silencing survivors is held accountable and that we move forward in making these changes.
Mackenzie, there's been some remarkable developments that have happened. Today, we've seen the resignation of Mark Hollis, the athletic director. He's calling it his retirement. And MSU has named an interim president, Bill Beekman. Things are happening quickly.
Things are happening quickly, but students need to be involved. We haven't had a say, really, in who's coming in as president next. I think students definitely need to be involved in that, especially when we've had so much negligence at our university. We're going to have to keep pushing. It's apparent that our university has been failing miserably at combating sexual assault. And it starts here tonight, and it's never going to stop. We're going to keep going.
Sierra, what specifically are you and your supporters of this march asking, demanding of MSU to change?
The first thing we're calling for is the immediate resignation of Vice Chairman Joel Ferguson. If you have been tuning in to his most recent radio interview, he showed very little concern for the Nassar case and for sexual assault in general. I found it extremely appalling, and I think that a lot of other people did as well. And so for this moving forward, we really need everyone at the top to be on board with what we're doing and to make sure that they take sexual assault as seriously as we do. And so we are calling for his resignation. We're also calling for an immediate statement reflecting the board and the future president's attitudes towards sexual assault and the immediate changes that they plan to enact in order to empower sexual assault survivors and restore trust within the university.
You want a plan in writing right from the get-go.
Yeah. We want to know what's going on, because there has been so much neglect in sharing information with the students up to this point. Obviously, we're going through with an investigation where no one actually knows what happened. And we need to make sure that that doesn't happen in things moving forward. And so post that, we also want to address the NCAA investigation that's coming up, make sure that there's an open conversation, as well as a plan for transparency between the students and the university moving forward. And we also call for anyone to resign who resists these measures that we are trying to push forward.
How hopeful are each of you that as students, as women, will be listened to in the future on this campus?
I'm pretty hopeful. I think that this was really eye-opening for a lot of people, especially the officials at our university, and I'm hoping that with our demands that they're met, and if they're not, then these people are going to be out of office and hopefully replaced with people who will be willing to meet our demands, because it is time that students take action.
How many people are you expecting here tonight, Mackenzie?
There are 1,500 RSVP'd on Facebook. We're not really sure the whole capacity of the event, considering it's been spread across news stations and flyers on campus and things like that. So.
What would be priority number one at this university that would be something acceptable and satisfying to this movement that is growing?
I would say talk to the survivors and talk to the students and see what they want and how they can help them move forward and what they can do to make reparations for their faults.
Mackenzie Merla and Sierra Milroy are the co-organizers of tonight's March for Survivors that's taking place at The Rock. It starts at 6 o'clock this evening. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.